Fans, it's a pleasure to have our next guest, and she has been on with us a lot. It is Melissa Lockhart, and of course, she writes for The Athletic, and she is an expert in the area of the minor leagues, both for the A's and the Giants. And of course, the Giants tonight take on the Seattle Mariners in Peoria. Giants 10-10, the Seattle Mariners 10-11. Scott Kazmir on the hill against James Paxton of Battle of Left-Handers. Melissa, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. This spring training for me has gone very quickly. How has it been for you? Then we'll get into a little bit of what you have ahead for yourself.
Right. Yeah. No, it really has gone quickly. I feel like maybe because everything was so slow for a year that all of a sudden the rhythms of a normal or, you know, mostly normal schedule, I think, made everything move a lot faster. So, yeah, this, all of a sudden 40-man roster decisions and 26-man roster decisions are coming up really fast, and teams are kind of finalizing what they're going to look like, and we're, at, you know, less than a week from opening day. So it's pretty exciting.
Melissa, this is such a different year because of all the precautions of COVID, and it does extend once again into the alternate site, the AAA team, and things like that. Just take us through it a little bit of what we can expect April 1st, because at that point, the 28-man roster, a 26-man roster will have to be set. And then, of course, we've got 28-man rosters at the alternate site, and we've got AAA in the wings. So tell us what's going to happen here this coming Thursday.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a little different. So, in a normal year, minor league camp would be, you know, winding down just a few days after major league camp, and minor league season would start about a week after major league season's opening day. But instead, they're going to start the minor league season in early May. So the AAA players, for the most part, teams are not kind of required to set their AAA roster that early. But for the most part, you'll see these 28-man alternate site rosters pretty closely assemble what AAA rosters will look like. And, you know, those teams will kind of do what they did a little bit last summer, some intra-squads. And then now they're actually going to allow alternate site teams to play each other, which is a really nice thing. So the A's and the Giants will square off four times a week, two games in Stockton and two games in Sacramento. So they can get a little bit more of that feel of competition. But that allows the AAA players to remain in somewhat of a bubble, so they don't have to be jetting on planes all over the country to meet up with their major league team if it, you know, seems like they need to make a roster move. And then the hope is that by early May, when the AAA season is supposed to start, you know, the curve is such and the vaccination rates are such that they'll feel comfortable opening a real AAA season, and those players can kind of go about their normal business of, you know, playing against the AAA leagues and joining their teams on commercial flights like normal. So that's the hope. And, you know, I think at this point we're trending the right way.
Well, the Stockton Ports will host the A's at the alternate site. And, of course, up in Sacramento, we'll have the Giants once again at Sutter Health Park up there. Now, when will the game start? When will the A's and Giants be able to square off? Because it doesn't happen right away, and I know you touched on that.
Yeah, so, you know, they don't have a full schedule completely written out yet, but I think the idea is they would, you know, get out there around April 1st, and start their sort of scrimmages, within their own camps. And then, you know, maybe that second week of April, they'll start squaring off. I did see that the Rivercats have put out an email saying that fans might be able to come, buy tickets and actually watch some of the scrimmages at Sutter Health Park. So, you know, we may actually get to see some of it, which would be a really nice change over last year's alternate sites that were sort of a black box. So, and then, you know, the days that they aren't playing each other, they'll be doing sim games and things, within their own 28-man groups like they did last summer.
You know, it's interesting to me, Melissa Lockhart with us, as you can tell from The Athletic, she knows what she's talking about. The taxi squad of being able to have five players with you, I think when the team is on the road, if I'm not mistaken, right? Is that only on the road where you get the taxi squad?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, where are those players going to come from? Are they from the alternate site? And what would happen, let's say, if this season starts May 6th in the AAA West, where do they get the five players from, and how does that impact the AAA team?
Yeah, that's actually a good question, and I'm not entirely sure if they are certain that the travel squads or the taxi squads will continue beyond the start of the AAA season. So I think it depends a little bit on, you know, how healthy the rates look and everything. But, you know, in a normal year, you might have somebody on a taxi squad. You don't necessarily know it because teams don't publicize it. But, I remember it seems like ages ago. I think it was 2019 when, Austin Slater was up and down from Sacramento on a taxi squad when there was an outfielder that was nursing an injury and they weren't sure if he was going to be able to go or not. This is more official in that you'll actually be aware of who, is on that taxi squad, but it's not necessarily a new thing. I do imagine they'll probably, have a catcher that gets carried with a team for much of the year, because that's sort of a position that would be, teams would really be kind of unable to cover quickly if they needed to. So, but I think, some of this is they don't even know, even the start in minor league camp when, teams are back in the Cactus leagues and the Grapefruit leagues with their minor league players, they have a rough idea of when those minor league games are going to start within the camp schedule. But nothing is set in stone yet because it's every day sort of checking on, what the health rates are and everything else. So, I think everyone has been, I have to say the farm directors for each of these organizations have done, incredible work over the last year to just keep these systems going, even as everything is sort of shut down. And you'll see that kind of continue with balancing a lot of different plates at once for the next couple of months, I think.
What was your take on spring training for some of these top prospects for both the A's and the Giants? Now, looking at tonight's lineup, Luciano is in there at short tonight. Of course, the traveling squad, they seem to get Logan Wyatt in there quite a bit. They're using Ramos as much as they can. What's your take on what you saw? Because a lot of these players didn't play anywhere last year other than the alternate site, and this is really their first chance at honest competition since 2019.
Yeah, I think you have to be really encouraged with what you've seen. The fact that these players have hung with the guys that did play a regular season last year and, haven't been kind of shocked by a high fastball, velocity or unable to keep up with the speed of the ground balls in the infield or anything is a really good sign that the work that they did either in the alternate sites or even just at home, some of these minor league free agents might not necessarily have even been in an alternate site last summer. It was extraordinary what the lengths that these players had to go to keep themselves sharp. But I think you're seeing what you would expect to see from a level of competition so far in spring training from all levels. And I think that's hopefully a good sign that the transition to minor league baseball season is going to be pretty smooth.
I've been amazed, honestly, at the ability of the pitchers who didn't really work last year with it at the alternate site, the way they've thrown. As I say, Ramos has played well. Luciano's played well. Will Wilson has gotten a lot of playing time. The Giants really have used their minor leaguers quite a bit. And here we are with tonight's game and then two with the A's, and that's it. That's the end of spring training. And still, you normally don't see these kind of players playing as much this time of year. So are you surprised to see them in here for this much time?
Yeah, I think part of it is a little bit of a reflection of the fact that there's been some injuries in the, in the infield that guys like Brandon Belt and Evan Longoria, who would have been in the field, not being able to be in the field, you sort of need to bring over players to do it. But the fact that they're at the level that you feel comfortable, with rolling them out there on a Saturday night game against the A lineup from a team you're going to face on opening day, like Luciano, is fantastic. This is a kid who's never played above short season level and really only got a handful of games above rookie ball. And, he's going to be out there against guys that are going to be playing on opening night. So I think it is a reflection of how, the position player part of the Giants farm system is really strong and how these guys, they may start out at the lower levels of the minor leagues to start the year, but I'd expect that they're going to move up pretty quickly based on, a lot of the experience they got this spring.
Yeah, do you think that's a good point? Do you think that they'll put them at levels sort of like that they maybe can master as opposed to challenging them right away at a higher level?
Yeah, I had asked Kyle Haynes that question, the Giants farm director, and he said, that he would expect conservative placements of the players to start the season, that he wants to see the players prove to them that they are too good for the level that they're at. to then move up. I mean, you know, I think a lot of times we focus on where people start a season, and there's kind of a lot of consternation. Oh, no, someone's in low A. They're not going to get up to here. But, of course, players can move as quickly as a team wants them to, and as quickly as they prove that they've mastered a level, you know, they'll be on their way. So, you know, I got the inference that Luciano is likely to start with what – throws me off every time to say this, low A San Jose as opposed to high A San Jose. And that would be the level that, you know, you would expect somebody who's never played above short season to be at. But I wouldn't take that as a sign that he couldn't be in double A by the end of the year. You know, I think that players can dictate how quickly they move by how well they play. And I, you know, expect that that'll happen. But you don't want to overwhelm someone right off the bat and put them at a level that they struggle to start a season, because that can really impact your entire season, I think.
For fans coming down to Arizona, I mean, it was always a lot of fun to watch the minor leaguers play. And, of course, there'll be games sort of mid-May of the AA and the two single-A teams. But for the Giants, it's a little different location this year. They've taken over Papago Park. The fields are available. It's a place that I've been to. Bill Lasky knows it well. Papago Park is going to be their new minor league training center.
It's going to be beautiful. I mean, that's, you know, in the Phoenix area, that's one of the most gorgeous places to be. You've got that backdrop of the mountains right behind the fields there. You know, they're obviously the facilities that when the A's had their minor league complex there, the indoor facilities were dated, but those are going to be completely modernized by the time they move in there. But the field work was always beautiful, and I imagine that it'll be even more so with this new construction. So, and you know, the location of it is great too. It's very easy to get from there to a lot of other places in the Phoenix area. So I think it's going to be a huge boon to the Giants organization, their player development, to be located there. And, you know, it'll be nice for them to be able to break in those fields, even if, you know, a lot of the indoor work will still have to be done at their older facility for now.
Well, it's a pleasure having you on. It's going to be interesting. We've got to sort of go day by day. May 6th, which is when the AAA West is supposed to start. But from April 1st to May 6th, we've got the alternate site. We've got all that going on again, and we just hope that we can get into a normal rhythm of minor league baseball. So I appreciate you being on as always, and I look forward to catching up with you. You cover the material beautifully at The Athletic, so I appreciate you being on, Melissa.
Thank you so much, Marty. I hope everybody stays safe, and we'll see everyone at the ballpark on May 6th.
Let's hope so. Okay. That's Melissa Lockhart of The Athletic. More coming up. KNBR 680 1045, the sports leader.